So, a man has been busted by customs officials at New Delhi's international airport after he was caught trying to smuggle gold worth almost 40K. So, he concealed some melted down gold in a pouch hidden under his toupee that he was wearing.
I honestly wouldn't think to hide anything not under a toupee. You know what I mean? Because it's got to be pretty flat. You put anything under there, it's going to look a bit dodge.
Yeah, I suppose you do have the advantage of breasts.
Yeah, okay.
Bit of an advantage.
We can put things in our bras.
When you've got to stash something somewhere. Because I don't know where. Like, I suppose if I was wearing my drop crutch, I'd probably have a bit of room there to stash some illegal
goods. Some women with their putting stuff in their bras, right? You go out. I don't do it at all, actually. But some people will pull out a lipstick, a tissue, a phone. A lot of people can fit a lot of things in their bosoms.
It's when that's the money that I don't like.
People put money.
Because then you're passing it on.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can only imagine, obviously I don't have them. I imagine sometimes they could get a bit sweaty, Betty.
Yeah. Like say now, if
I... Do you know what I mean? You get a bit sweaty, Betty. Yeah. You got the plastic on you there, that's just going to create more sweatiness.
Let's just say now I pull a $50 note from my bra and I hand it to you. Would you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50. Okay. 50.
It's a 50. Yeah. Yeah. You might have sweaty Betty's over there, but a 50's a 50.
A 50's a 50.
So not only that he was concealing it in his toupee, but customs officials also found that he had two capsule-shaped pouches of gold lodged inside his rectum. Why is it, right?
Just the way
I deliberately lent into that.
Yeah.
Because why is it that words related to the bottom are the worst sounding words in all of the dictionary? Or is it that because they're associated with that part that the words actually become worse? Because the first two that I think of, rectum. Uranus.
Yeah.
They are horrible words.
And they are horrible words, but why call hemorrhoid cream rectinol? Like, can't they think of a nice name for
it? What?
An anusol.
Happy bums?